Management, you're here in my home.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you're kind to give us a few minutes of your time.
Ma'am? Yes, but I didn't quite get what you said. You're doing.
Oh, it's an opinion survey. I guarantee you'll find it very interesting. And make sure that we're covering everyone. I have your race. What is your race? I have white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian.
I'm black.
Thank you. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
That's a very good question.
What do you consider yourself most of the time, actually?
I vote for policies.
When you vote, do you vote Democrat?
It doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. I vote for the policies.
Okay, so do you consider that independent? I got to put something down. Is all I have is three answers: Democrat, Republican, and independent.
Okay, all right, independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party? Or neither?
I'd say Democratic.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Degree?
Yes. Do you go to college, or do you just finish high school? Or do you have a...
College.
An associate degree or a bachelor's degree? 4 years or 2 years?
Associate.
Thank you. That's what I have, too. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I think he's doing a good job with what he's got.
So do you approve then? Somewhat approve,
yes.
Or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, or you have never heard of that person, group, tell us that as well, okay? Donald Trump. 0 to 10.
0 to 10 of what about him?
Well, they're saying that using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. The first one is Donald Trump. How you feel about him? 0 to 10.
Oh my gosh. I don't have any favorable.
You can use any number between 0 and 10, but I need to have a number. So what number would you give me?
Two.
Okay, thank you. How about Fannie Willis? 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. How about Brian Kemp? 0 to 10.
I mean, I think he's doing a good job, so I'm going to say a 7.
Okay, thank you. And Joe Biden, 0 to 10.
Oh, brother. 8.
Thank you. How about Cornel West, 0 to 10?
I don't know much about Cornel West.
Okay, no problem. Don't know, okay. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10.
What was that one?
The Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about them? 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris, how do you feel about her? 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Move right along here. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please trade the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. You can use a number between 0 to 10. What do you give me, a 0 to 10? Do you think that your vote has a lot of power or
seven.
No? 7, thank
seven.
You.
7.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please trade the amount of power that you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, excuse me, and the 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
5.
Thank you. How will you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference. It is somewhat less powerful, or it is much less powerful?
There's no difference.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you definitely will not vote, or 5 means that there's a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and a 10 means that you will definitely vote.
10, definitely vote.
Thank you. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, but you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? A great deal,
I do
a little
care.
Bit? You do care. A great deal or a little bit?
A great deal.
Thank you. In the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and all the state and local officials, I'm sorry, let me start again. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other states and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I think Joe Biden is too old, so
okay.
I need somebody else. There's no other option, and I don't want, and Trump is not an option.
So you're undecided right now?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president? Better, about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's better.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Voting rights, 0 to 10. You think that should be a priority to them, or no?
Yes, priority.
2 or 10, what number would you give me? Where 10 is
10.
Definitely should be
10.
10, thank you. Inflation or cost of living, 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Gun control, 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform, 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Environmental justice, 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Voting rights, 0 to 10. Has it been a priority to them or no?
I'd say 8.
Thank you. Inflation or cost of living? It's the same question, but in a different format.
Yeah.
Inflation or cost of living? 0 or 10?
Eight.
Thank you. Gun control, 0 or 10?
I think that's 0 right now. They're not paying any attention to gun control.
No. Okay, thank you. Criminal justice reform?
0 or 10?
Thank you. Environmental justice, 0 or 10?
0.
Thank you. Crime and violence, 0 or 10?
0.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Infrastructure Investments and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water, as well as eliminate lead pipes. Has that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Thank you. How about the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments? Does that impact you a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, thank you. In the proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urge governors to do the same. Does that have that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount? Not that much, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons the black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's extremely convincing reason to vote in 2024, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislator leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policy. Would that make you not all convincing or extremely convincing to vote on the 2024 election?
Convincing.
Extremely? A 10 or what number would you give me?
A 10.
Thank you. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedoms to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. Not all convincing or very convincing? Or extremely convincing? Sure, 10.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did. If you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change and issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change and issues that matter to you most. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. We know there is a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 20, and November 5th, 2024, general election for President, Congress, and other states and local offices. You already told me that, but I want to know if you still feel the same.
Yes, I intend to vote. 10.
Thank you. Will you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024? A great deal, a little bit, not that much.
Great deal. 10.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? Another third-party candidate, would you not vote for president, or are you undecided? You told me that too.
Yeah, I am voting. I'm going to vote, but I am undecided on who it is because I honestly believe that the president is too old.
Okay, thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate electoral information? Black Voters Matter, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Repeat the question.
Okay. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Black Voters Matter. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. New Georgia Project. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. Secretary of State. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. Pro-Georgia. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. Fair count. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Fair amount.
Thank you. Local Board of Elections. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Fair fight. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Fair.
Thank you. People's Agenda. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
Fair.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. We almost done. We are at 87%. Thank you so much for you giving me your time. I appreciate it. This next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time employed, thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24,999,
65,000 to 34,999.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia Knowledge Expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in podcast groups, take short service by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of your upcoming, of the upcoming elections. I say thank you for serving us, for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert. We would like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the best email to send you the gift card? The
yours?
Email.
No. Why you?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
T as in Tom, H as in Harry.
Okay, T-H, yeah. I have that.
And then the word brownie, like the dessert.
Brownie, you said?
Yeah. Yep.
Brownie, like the dessert?
B-R-O-W-N-I-E?
Yeah, brownie, yes.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. I'm going to do it phonetically. You said Y as in yellow, U as in universe, R as in Robert, I as in India, T as in Thomas, H as in Harry, B as in boy, R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, W as in whiskey, N as in November, I as in India, E as in Ed, gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Only thing that I put on input. Okay, at gmail.com. Thank you. Okay. Come on. You don't want me to do it again. Re-enter your email address. Unbelievable. Let me just copy it from here. It'd be a lot easier than asking you. I can just copy it. Okay. Here we go. There we go. Okay. Next. How do you prefer to be contacted? Please select all that apply. Landline, cell phone, text message, mail, email.
Text message.
Thank you.
Email.
Or email, yes. I have that already. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.